Nationally, more than 1.2 million complaints were reported in 2008, nearly 200,000 more than the previous year. Consumer fraud, mostly through email scams, accounted for most of those, with ID theft placing second. Wisconsin fared better than most states, with a rough average ranking of 40th in the nation for complaints per capita. Still, Wisconsinites filed more than 16,000 reports of fraudulent debt collection, credit card fraud, and sham internet services, scams often done quickly through a phone or computer.
Easily done and have consequences for the rest of your life.
Patty Strzok is an administrator with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, one of the agencies that shares data with the FTC. She says one striking aspect of the report is that nearly half of the victims were between 20 and 40 years old.
I was pondering why this might be. You think about all of the comfort that people in that generation have developed over the last few years, being on Facebook, MySpace, sharing very personal information about themselves. If somebody asks you for information, don't just automatically provide that information.
But while people seem to be fairly open with personal details online, they seem a lot more reserved in talking to authorities. The FTC report shows that nearly two-thirds of victims didn't report being scammed or having their identity stolen. On average, Wisconsin victims each lost $1,800 to scammers. In the worst state for fraud per capita? Colorado. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.